Page 188 of the Salaika Sutta. Sarsata Ditti and Ucheda Ditti, continuity belief and annihilation belief. Sarsata Ditti is the belief that a living being remains permanent, passing from one existence to another. According to this view, the soul or the ego never perishes, although the gross physical body is subject to death and destruction. After the death of the body, the soul moves on to another physical abode. It is the indestructible, and it survives the disintegration of innumerable world systems. By and large, the Sarsata belief is prevalent among people who believe in karma. It is explicitly accepted by the Hindu holy books, according to their view. The living body has two kinds of bodies, the gross body and the subtle body. The gross body eventually perishes, but the subtle body passes on to a new abode and remains intact. The soul, which thus seeks a new abode, is very small, smaller than the tip of a pin that can go through the eye of a needle. It can reach a very distant place instantly and pass through mountains and brick walls. They have to credit the soul with such supernormal power, for only then would it be able to gain access to a potential mother who is sleeping in a brick building without any doorway. There is no Buddhist book that explicitly states such a view. But ignorant people believe that the soul leaves the body after death and passes on to another abode or existence. The belief does not have a strong hold on those who have knowledge about causal relation between mind and body. No one is, however, wholly free from it so long as he lacks insight knowledge on the level of the holy path. Opposed to the Sarsata belief is the Ucheda belief, which insists on annihilation after death. If you believe that there is nothing after death, you assume that there is something before death, and presumably that something is the ego. So although the annihilationists insist on the corporeality of everything, or the primacy of matter, they are not really free from ego belief. In other words, the Ucheda view too is rooted in ego belief. According to Sarsata view, the ego continues to exist after death, while according to Ucheda view, it is annihilated by death. So both views attribute ego to a living being, the only difference being that the first view insists on, while the second view rejects the continued existence of the ego after death. Some people hold that the mind and body of childhood still exist in the grown-up man, but this is not Sarsata view. It is only the idea of permanency. You may call it Atta Ditti, but it is not the same as Sarsata Ditti, inasmuch as Ucheda Ditti to insist on such permanency before death. Moreover, if the belief in the mind and body of childhood is to be labelled Sarsata belief, our awareness of their ceaseless passing away will have to be called Ucheda belief. In fact, this awareness is based on reflection and insight meditation. The view opposed to it is only ego belief, not Sarsata, continuity or eternity belief. In short, Sarsata belief insists on permanence, while Ucheda belief on the annihilation of the ego after death. The annihilation doctrine was preached by Ajita in the lifetime of the Buddha. The substance of his teaching is that when a man dies, his corpse is placed on a bedstead and taken to the cemetery by four men, there it is burnt to ashes and nothing is left. According to this view, there is no need to avoid evil. One can do anything that will serve one's interest, nor is it necessary to do good. Those who hold this view urge us to do whatever is beneficial to us, and they tell us not to do good at the sacrifice of our own interest. Thus the Ucheda view rejects action and its karmic effect, and as such it is one of the false views that give rise to evil conduct. Right belief based on meditation or knowledge of causal relation. The Sāsadhā view and Ucheda view have to be repudiated through the right view regarding cause and effect, or through the reflective insight into the causal relation of dependent origination. It can be removed too by the right view in meditation called Paccaya Parigaha Jnana. There is no living soul either before or after death. The only thing that exists is the psycho-physical process based on cause and effect relationship. There are only consciousness, sensed or consciousness, mind, body, etc., that arise ceaselessly because of ignorance and other causes. Today, most people do not know the Four Noble Truths rightly. In short, they do not really know the truth of suffering. This truth is evident in every phenomenon that occurs at the moment of seeing, hearing, eating, thinking, etc. All phenomena are continually arising and passing away, and so they are impermanent, unpleasant, undependable, and insubstantial. We do not know them as they really are, and consider them permanent, pleasant, good, and substantial. This is ignorance. Because of ignorance, we take delight in sensual objects and become attached to them. We cling to them. We try to get the object of our attachment. Thus, ignorance, avicca, craving, tanha, and attachment, upadana, action, karma, and conditioning, sankhara, are the five causes, or in short, the round of karma involving good or bad deeds. Renewal of existence. The round of karma is followed by the round of result, vipaka vata. It happens in this way. A dying person has certain mental images as a result of the good or evil deeds that he has done in the course of his life. There are images of his deeds, karma, the objects and circumstances concerning his deeds, karma nimitta, and the future life conditioned by the deeds, gati nimitta. These images flash across his mind when he is close to death, so he dies while being attached to one of these images. Death is nothing but the cessation of the ever arising and passing away of the mental process following the dissolution of the last thought moment. But it is not complete cessation. There arises new consciousness in a new existence, in a new abode, in accordance with one of the mental images, to which the dying person was attached at the last moment. Together with this rebirth consciousness, there follow other consequences, such as nama rupa, mind and corporeality, ayatana, bases or sources, pasam, contact or engagement, and vedana, feeling. Thus there are five causes, ignorance, etc. And the round of action followed by the round of results, consciousness, etc. Likewise, from the moment of conception to the moment of death, the psychophysical phenomenon arises ceaselessly. And in the course of their arising, pleasant and unpleasant feelings cause craving, etc. And these in turn lead to rebirth consciousness, in the next existence. Thus there are only causes and effects, because of ignorance, karma, etc. There arise new existence, consciousness, etc. And then we speak of a man's attainment of the Deva world, or damnation in hell. In reality, there is no transmigration of a person, a being, or an entity. There is only the arising of mind and corporeality afresh in a later life, as the result of karma in a former existence, and during a single life, we have only a psychophysical process as a result of former states of consciousness. You should know this nature of life by hearing sermons and by reading scriptures. Those who have such knowledge are free from two heresies, namely, the Ucheda belief that a man's life is annihilated after death, and the Sāsada belief that a man's soul entity passes on to another place after death and remains permanent. Freedom from heresies through discriminative knowledge of cause and effect. But the knowledge that we acquire from books and teachers, sutta, maya, jnana, is not well founded, and it is insight knowledge, bhavana, maya, jnana, that is more solid. So it is necessary to meditate, and through meditation you'll discriminate between mind and corporeality and become aware of their nature. When you bend, stretch, or move your leg or hand, you recognize the mind that wants to bend, etc. And then you come to know without thinking that the bending of the leg is due to the mind's inclination to bend, and so forth. When you make a mental note of seeing something, you know that you see because of your eye, the visible object, and consciousness. And the same may be said of hearing, etc. And we become aware of mind and corporeality as cause and seeing, hearing, etc., as effective. We come to know, too, that preceding thought moments determine succeeding thought moments, that perception depends on the presence of the object to be perceived, and that thought moments arise and pass away afresh as units. So, to the yogi, death is like the dissolution of the thought unit that is now apperceived. It is not the dissolution of a person or being individually. Rebirth is also like the arising of a unit of consciousness that is apperceived. It is not the passing on of an individual being. So rebirth means the arising of a new unit of consciousness, following an attachment to an object just before death. Thus the yogi realizes independently the cause and effect relation of psycho-physical phenomena. And some yogis can explain it clearly, though they have no bookish knowledge. Once you realize the purely psycho-physical phenomena of life that are in a constant causally related state of flux, you are free from the eternity belief that the soul continues to exist after death, or the annihilation belief that the soul is annihilated by death. Gone overboard are also the belief that man is created by God and the belief that man comes into existence automatically. The creation belief called Visama Hetuka Ditti is a kind of Sāsata belief, while the automatic belief, or automation belief, termed ahetuka ditti, belongs to the group of evil-oriented wrong beliefs. Opposed to these four beliefs is the pachaya parigaha jnana, the discriminative knowledge of cause and effect.